merch is out. Link in the description right now. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the You Should Know Podcast, episode 105. Round of applause, please. That is right. The new merch is out right now. There's only 100 pieces of the shirt that I'm wearing now. Everything is puff print, top quality, and there's only 100 pieces of the hoodie, puff print, top quality, very, very soft. We are very excited about this merch drop. I know you guys are as well. We have always wanted to do something like this. We partnered with one of the top merch companies in the entire world. This does ship globally, so I know a lot of fans are like, I'm in Australia, in the UK. I wasn't able to get the past merch drop. But guess what now, Australia and UK? Go get you some merch right now. Link at the top of the description. Guys, we love you. We love you. We love you so, so much. Be sure. I want to do everything right now. The secret code for the intro. The secret code for the intro is NMO. New merch is out. New merch out right now. If you are watching the intro, go and spam the comments with that. Also, share this podcast with your friends. We want to keep expanding the You Should Know Podcast family. We're still on the mission for 1 million subscribers by the end of 2024. We love you. Y'all are the best fan base, the best family in the world. Shout out to the Discord. Shout out to Twitch. Shout out to Patreon. Shout out to Facebook. Everything is linked in the description right now. Get that merch. Top of the description. Now on to the rest of the episode. The You Should Know Podcast. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like springtime flowers.
Nice.
Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code PSH for 20% off plus free shipping.
After using Manscaped, I can finally say I have caught the spring fever. All thanks to that Lawnmower 5.0. I used it. You know the good thing, and this might be a little TMI, but it's Manscaped. I love them and I use them a lot.
Hello.
I use Manscaped on the lower areas. Mm-hmm. Clean me right up, right? You know I got a little belly hair, right? Yeah, clean
little,
that up.
Little trail of
happiness. You know the little shoulder little flingies people get sometimes?
Yeah, you're on your own on that one.
You don't get shoulder flingies?
I'm not a werewolf.
Well, in case you are like me, I use that Lawnmower 5.0. Got those up. I was like a smooth baby on a winter evening, but in spring, hello, how you doing?
The Lawnmower 5.0 also features dual LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. Hate making a mess?
Yes.
Not to worry. That bad boy's waterproof, my boy.
I know it is. I love it. I used it in the shower when I was doing my shoulders.
Take that thing right in the shower with you, in the ocean, in the pond, in the bath. It doesn't matter. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions.
That's a fact. I told you that. Guys, you can get the full grooming experience with Manscaped Signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Look at my beard. That's all thanks to the Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman. When you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up the neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code PSH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code PSH at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants, you know what I mean? How you doing? Tell mama I said hello. Now on to the rest of the episode. The You Should Know Podcast. Oh my God, who is that sexy guy in that new sexy hoodie? Oh! We got co-host Cam back in the studio. I'm not gonna lie, Cam. You look good in that hoodie. I think anybody would look good in that hoodie.
Oh, I think they would too.
But you look extra good in that hoodie.
Keep going.
I don't like that. That thing that you do to your mouth.
Keep going.
But why do you do it and prolong the tongue so much?
Keep going.
Don't wiggle your fingers at me. Don't wiggle your fingers at me. I like the hoodie.
Thank you, buddy. I like the shirt on you. I don't see you in shirts often. You own maybe 90 hoodies. Maybe 90 hoodies to 60 t-shirts. That's your ratio.
That's not true. That is not true.
Okay. Never mind.
No, you can't just start a thing and then say, never mind.
In the Day in the Life vlog.
Yes.
That is out now on Patreon.
Okay.
Are you not struggling to find a shirt, yet you have 90 hoodies lined up?
Okay, is that because I wear so many shirts that they're all dirty? I'm sorry, Peyton. It's okay, son.
So, okay, I am sorry, but maybe if you just did your laundry, it'd be different.
Yeah, no, I don't do my laundry. But yeah. We talked about that. I have bad back.
You got hampers, though. You finally got
I bought like 4 or 5 hampers.
There you go. To have 5 hampers as a single man should be a crime.
No, because
it shouldn't be allowed.
I feel like I know myself so well. I spend so much time alone that I really learn what will help me and like benefit me in my life. And if I get 5 different hampers as I do now, 1 hamper's for socks, 1 hamper's for underwear, 1 hamper's for clothes, 1 hamper's for towels.
Okay, that right there. I was actually thinking about how you being alone, sometimes it scares me. It actually frightens me.
Me being alone?
Like almost in like a parental aspect. Like I'm like, holy, is he going to be okay if me and Liv leave for 2-3 days?
Is the stove on?
Yeah, is he going to be breathing when we come back? You being alone frightens me sometimes.
Why? Like what do you think I do alone?
Okay. As a single man, you just said that you bought 5 hampers for 5 different articles of clothing.
Exactly.
That is called bull.
I didn't say 5 different articles of clothing.
You said 1 for socks, 1 for underwear, 1 for shirts, 1 for pants. What's the 5th?
Towels.
Okay, so 4 articles of clothing in your towels.
I'm just saying.
Hey, maybe 2. Clothes and towels.
No, I have a lot of clothes and a lot of towels. Hamper would fill up quick.
And when it fills up, that's when you do your laundry.
No, that would be doing
the telltale sign.
It's too much laundry, too much time. Not enough window of time between laundry. I want to do laundry bi-monthly. I want to do laundry bi-monthly.
That's why it sucks, because you have 10,000 things to clean. When that gets full, you act like you're back there with a Brillo pad, like you're doing it in soap, hanging it on a clothesline yourself, wafting it.
Here.
No, you're not. You're literally taking, throwing, putting some stuff in there, click go. That's it.
Do you ever find stuff under your couch and it gets you a little excited?
Point B, article 2. You find things under your couch. Nothing slips my mind or hands. I know that there's nothing under my couch right now. Someone could move my entire couch spotless. There's going to be dust. That's it. There's not a dog toy, a remote, a wrapper, any trash, no coins, nothing.
You're saying that so you can be superior to me, but that's not true. I know there's several dog toys under there. You always lose a remote under there.
I don't lose the remote. The remote falls under there. I immediately grab it.
You don't immediately grab it. Whenever we're going to play, when I come to your house and we're having a movie night date, me and you. Just kissing, a lot of boy tongue.
A lot of cuddling. Some popcorn.
A lot of boy tongue. So much boy tongue happening.
Stop.
Yes or no? Yes or no? It's raining and it's sunny outside. That's scary.
Apocalypse.
Pray to your heavenly above.
Hello.
Yes or no? 4 out of 10 times, 40%. Are you like, where's the remote?
Yes.
Where's the remote? Where's the remote? And then where is it every time?
Under the couch.
Okay.
But then I retrieve it.
So that's a lost.
But no. That is a misplace.
Where is it?
Losing it means you have no clue where it is. You lose something.
You don't.
I know it's under the couch.
No, you don't. You look around.
Is it always under the couch? Yes or no?
Yes. But you still look around.
It's misplaced.
You always look around, though.
I look around.
You look in your kitchen.
The couch.
You look in your kitchen. Oh, yeah, it's one of those episodes today. It's one of those episodes
Back
today.
Back to you being alone, and it scares
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. There's several things that you do that I realize this, and a lot of it happened during shooting your day in the life.
Okay.
This man, when you go to sleep, yes, true or false, do you barricade your bedroom doors as if there's an orc army downstairs coming to get into your dwelling? This man goes to sleep. I swear to God.
That's
swear to God Almighty, I saw him take a belt and go wrap his door because he has the little French doors. I think that's what they're called. They both open up like this to his bedroom. He went cinched it. He finished the belt loop like a little freak. You put it in its loop and you pulled it tight. Then he took a PVC pipe and goes, let there be a fire in your room. You're having to jump off the balcony. It would take you so long to undo that. You'd burn. So that's one thing. Second thing, the amount of liquids that are in this man's house, you would think there's a small militia staying there or an entire team
that
of
shouldn't,
friends.
That shouldn't scare you, though, that I have a lot of liquids.
You're going to drown one day. You're going to overdrink and drown. Water, Diet Cokes, Primes, Powerades, regular Cokes, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Diet Coke Vanilla, Diet Coke Sugar-Free, so much Diet Coke. More water. Red Bull, White Monster, Red Bull, Diet Coke. It is disgusting. And how many of them are under 30% full? You have this weird like omen that you don't finish drinks, and it pisses
no,
me off.
No, I honestly think it's a mental disorder. Like it might be. I genuinely cannot finish things.
It
like
might be
food or drinks. And what I mean,
it might be like attachment issues, like a trust issue, some sort. Like a relationship hurt you in the past, and now you can't finish beverage or food.
Explain that.
I'm not
going into the science.
I'm not
of
a
it.
Therapist, but if I had to, that something didn't fit. Something a milestone in your life didn't finish the way you wanted it to, or it was stripped of you right before the finish line, and now that's how you are with food. You don't give that burger its satisfaction of completing the hunger for the human that it
I wanted
made
to
for.
Have the same pain I did.
Exactly. I think
so.
It's
so all the times that I've said that I think inanimate objects have feelings, and you've ridiculed me on the internet in front of millions.
Well, of course it's not true, but I'm saying I think in your mind it is true. That's why you do that. Of course that burger doesn't have a damn feeling. It's beef. It's beef, bread, cheese. Of course it's not like, oh, I really hope he finishes me. I was made great today. The gristle was really... No. It's a burger.
No, but that's the thing. Like, when I'm eating a burger especially, I'm killing the burger.
Yeah, and there's this
there's
much
that
left.
Little corner. That little corner. But then I psych myself out to feel like I'm full. Like, I could probably finish that. But, like, if I eat that last piece, too much. I'll have to 21 Jump Street. That'll be too much food.
So the 96% of the burger that's already inside of you,
yeah,
doesn't fill. What are you doing? Doesn't fill you up. But that last 4%, you're just falling off the edge. You're gluty. At that point, you're just.
No. It's a long one. I'm saying
I'm not done. Another thing. I'm not done. You can sit with your burger talk and talk about you and your burger's feelings by yourself on another time. Another thing this man has. At any given point in his humble abode, there's going to be a blade within 20 feet.
Oh yeah, there was
a blade on the staircase. There was a blade under his pillow. I want y'all to think about what I'm saying. There's a kitchen knife under his pillow where his head laid to rest.
I feel like that's not that weird.
There's a blade on your couch. There's that's a blade downstairs. There's a blade in the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah,
there was a knife.
Point of entry
in the downstairs bathroom.
Anywhere where there's a point of entry, I will have protection.
There's a blade in the Twitch room. Yeah. There's a blade in the office.
Point of entry.
There's two blades in the living room.
Point of entries.
There was a blade in your closet.
There's a blade in my laundry room, too.
Hey, Legolas, you're not... I don't know what skills you think you have. You're not doing shit with a blade.
No,
if
okay.
Someone goes in, give me everything. What are, you're going to...
No.
Tomahawk him?
I'm going to pretend like I don't have anything. You get close to me. How's your liver feeling? It's on this now. I have your liver.
You have right there.
I got your liver.
Bro.
And okay, now we're talking about my food. Okay, but I can explain the drinks. Let me explain the drinks real quick. The drinks.
There's nothing to explain.
I keep them like that. It's a subconscious thing. I'm not consciously thinking about it. But what I like to do is I'll have every drink have this much left and I'll leave it out. And then I'll have like 4 or 5 Diet Cokes, 4 or 5 Gatorades, all feel like that much. So then when you're really thirsty and you didn't go to the grocery store, I got 2 drinks right here. It's so fantastic. It's dessert. I love to treat my future self.
You love to treat your future self with 4-day-old flat soda.
Flat soda is my favorite. Stale chips are my favorite. Is that weird?
You just struck another thing that concerns me.
Wait, but hold on. Is that weird?
That's beyond weird. You shouldn't even ask that. No one likes flat, stale food. No one.
I do.
And that's why you're a goblin. I'm telling you, human beings... Higher thinking human beings that have broken the matrix, Peyton Stephenhart.
But you have so much pride and ego. You have so much pride and ego that for something you haven't tried, you're so quick to just turn it down.
I've tried flat soda. On accident. Okay. I've never opened a nice beverage, heard the sizzle and go, wait.
Yes.
I'll drink that on Thursday.
A little warm. No spice to it. Oh, and then a good munchies. Not a good munchies, but like a Takis bag. Oh, you go to the gas, you go to your local 7-Eleven, and you get a nice Takis, you open that thing, I believe that on the counter, go watch you a Star Wars movie. By the time the Star Wars movie's over, you got stale chips, flat soda, make you want to slap your grandma. If she's dead, dig her up and slap her. You know what I mean? That is a fantastic midnight snack. The You Should Know Podcast. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Liquid IV.
Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone.
That's impressive.
With 3 times the electrolytes as other leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick.
We get sent a lot of Liquid IV. They send it right to door to us. Thank you, Liquid IV. They send those sugar-free packs. Oh, all you do is you get a water bottle, you open it, you take a sip, you rip it, you pour it, you shake it, you drink it, you're hydrated, and it tastes good. The flavors, Cam, what's your favorite flavor?
Green grape.
Oh, God. I gotta say mine's lemon lime, because all you gotta do is Put some limon
on it. Oh my God, the white peach is fire too. Oh,
bro, the flavors, it's so good and it's hydrating. Really so hydrating.
I'm not gonna lie, P, my favorite thing that I love about Liquid IV,
tell me.
The convenience.
Very convenient.
It's not a big tube. You don't have to use a measuring scoop.
Nope.
It's literally in a stick that you can take anywhere and everywhere with you. Put it in your pocket once you get real thirsty. You want to quench that, want to hydrate, whether you're not thirsty or not.
Great for transportation, great for hydration, great for taste.
However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code YSK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code YSK at liquidiv.com.
Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. You don't know another thing that I didn't realize until after your day in the life?
Huh.
This man, you ordered a Texas skillet.
Yes.
For your breakfast.
Yes.
Okay. It comes with toast. Okay. You choose to get that toast every time and never touch it.
Straight to
your
teeth. The trash can.
You never eat it, right?
Yeah.
Remove the toast.
No, yeah, I could.
Remove the toast.
I could.
Substitute for a pancake, a flapjack, maybe a hash brown.
Yeah.
Stop getting the toast.
No, you're right.
Eat.
No, you're right.
What are you?
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
I know.
Oh, I know. I was watching that. Like, what the hell is he doing? Because you scroll through, there was like 20 other options.
20 other options, and DoorDash says no toast. I could say no toast, but I feel like they'll judge me. No toast. Like the you know what I mean? The
no
person
toast.
Packed no toast.
Get a pancake.
I know. Pancakes make me gag. I've told that several times to you in confidence and on the internet. Pancakes make me gag.
So
I'm a waffle guy.
Get a waffle.
They don't have waffles.
Of course they don't.
They don't have waffles.
Of course they don't.
But I've been getting the crepes recently. A good crepe, a little strawberry crepe.
A crepe is a Jenny Craig pancake. A crepe is a small pancake.
No, it is not. It's so much thinner. It's fluffy.
Small pancake. Pancake divided by five. That's a crepe.
More transparency. They took the transparency
Pancake divided
down.
By five.
Okay, it's probably the same family, but it's a lot better. I like Cheetos. I don't like the world's hottest chip. Same family.
Nowhere near. That's like saying, I like Cheetos. I don't really like Cheeto Puffs. That's a consistency
that's
thing.
That's okay. That's fine to say.
Exactly.
So what are you talking to me for?
I'm saying, what makes you gag about the pancake? Is it consistency or taste?
I don't know, but when I put it in my mouth,
So pancake equals throw up, crepe equals blood flow.
Oh, my God. I'm stiff. I'm stiff.
Why'd you say it like that? I'm stiff. So you're really getting into crepes?
I'll devour a crepe. Powdered sugar on that mug.
I was just about to say, you're good. You want to know the best crepe you'll ever have? Get a crepe, right?
Paint me that picture, Picasso.
Get that hazelnut. Get that old Nutella. Get that old hazelnut Nutella. Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Damn
No, yet. Nutella's not. Like, Nutella had its run in 2013, right?
Oh, it's
Nutella
bad.
Was, Nutella's hot. I had two-finger Nutella.
Oh, yeah,
oh, my God. I would be in Miss Robinson's English class.
If you would have said Winkler, I would have slapped you.
No, Nutella wasn't out when Miss Winkler was around. But I would be in Miss Robinson's 7th grade class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a story about Miss Robinson. Can't say it because my mom would probably go to jail.
Hello.
And my dad. But I would take a Nutella. Please. I would take a Nutella, right? The little fun to-go sizes. Mm-hmm. I would have that.
Oh, my God, with the little breadsticks?
Oh, my God. But I wouldn't eat the breadsticks with it. That's straight digit work. I'd take a Nutella to Miss Robinson's 7th grade English class. I'd sit back at the desk because of my anxiety. Back of the class anxiety. Don't pick on me. You know what I mean? I'd pull it out of my right jean pocket. Open it up. I'd be scooping and sucking. Scooping and sucking all English. You ask me to write a thesis statement. You're going to have some Nutella on that paper.
Yeah, you have a chocolate-covered paper. Crepe, Nutella, slice of banana, roll it up like a burrito. Powdered sugar that joint on top.
But I've been having a weird thing about food, Cam. Weird thing about food. And tell me if this is a problem.
It is.
I should go to the doctor for it. No, like deadass, I'm coming to you as a friend.
You should.
Okay, I'm coming to you as a friend.
Okay.
I've been hungry recently, right? Is that funny to you? That I have hunger like a human? I need nutrients and sustenance?
Okay, go.
I get hungry, right? And then I'll think about what do I want to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And then the simple thought of food makes me sick. Like, I don't want food, but I want to be full. What is that? Do you get that ever?
I'll tell you what that is.
Okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with the food realm.
Okay.
I think that's called anxiety, my friend.
Is it so?
It is so. So it is, Yoda would say.
What is it? What do you mean anxiety?
I think it's the simple fact of, oh, I don't know what to eat.
No!
And you throw up.
No, not even that. Not even like I don't know what to eat.
So you're saying
I just simply don't want any food. Like the thought of food, I'll think of pasta. I'll think of burgers.
Tell me if this is accurate.
Okay.
I'm Peyton.
Good morning.
You're a spirit.
You look a lot better now.
You're a spirit of Peyton. What?
You look so much better. What happened?
That's so mean.
I know it is.
I like to think that I look decent.
You look good. You. I have shower thoughts about you. Keep going.
Okay.
You're Peyton now.
So I'm Peyton.
Hips hurt, don't they? A little bit. A lot of weight. A lot of weight in the front region. Lower back hurts. Tell me about it.
I'm Peyton. No sexual blood flow, lower back hurting pains. Here we go. I'm Peyton.
Okay.
Man, I'm hungry. What do I want to eat, though? I'm just not going to eat. So is that what it is?
No.
Is that accurate?
No, not at all.
Well, then paint it. What are you saying?
I just did.
But paint, I need the image. I don't need the talk.
So I'll be hungry, right? I'll get in my car. I'll be like, I have to eat. Like, I'm...
You're on the road. Driver's guilt. That's what it is.
No.
Oh.
Just listen and shut the hell up. Okay, well, I'm trying to be vulnerable to you.
Okay.
I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. I know I need food. I'm sick. Like to the point where my stomach's in my ass. I get in my car. I'm like, I have to go get food. What do I want? Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Texas Roadhouse, like tropical smoothie, like nothing ever. Like food, the thought of food doesn't appetize me. I just want to be full. I don't know what that is. If there's any nutritionists and doctors in the comments, leave it right now.
I think it's diseased intestines, if I had to
guess. Excuse
me? Honestly, I think your insides have we talked about this about 2 weeks ago. I said they're getting very close to family.
Yeah.
I think they might have failed.
Do you see how I try to come to you as like a friend and your immediate thing is you're going to die and you suck as a person?
I did not say you suck. I'm being sincere. If the thought of food makes you sick, at first I thought it was you being a little angst, being nervous. I don't know what to choose. You said, oh, no. Literally any food makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
I think it's your insides. That is their final cry for help.
I think you're wrong. I think you missed the mark.
I think you need to go on a 72-hour water fast.
No.
72 hours. Water, electrolytes, some bone broth on the first day. You're good.
No.
It'll reset you. You'll drop about 12 pounds.
No. I was watching Love on the Spectrum, right? You've seen that show.
Great show.
Good show.
Great show.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
It's a great show. I love
fantastic
that show.
Why'd you do that with your tongue?
What? I had something in my teeth.
Oh, okay.
They went to the zoo one episode, right?
They did.
I haven't been to the zoo in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But
my God.
The last... No, I don't. I'm anti-zoo. I don't like that. But the last... You're pro-zoo? You like zoos? It makes me sad.
It does make me sad, too.
Bro,
it's still amazing. Like, you still get to see things that you'd never be able to see in Texas.
Okay, so I was butt-ass naked in my shower, right? And I was in the glass, right?
What the fuck?
Actually, I wasn't butt-ass naked in the shower. It's when I was FaceTiming you in my guest bathroom, and I set you up on the sink, and I went to the shower fully clothed with shoes on, and I closed the shower, and then I put my hands on the glass. And then I was thinking, like, is this what zoo animals feel like? Like, this is sad. Like, just right now, go to your shower, close the door, and just stand there.
Okay.
And then have somebody feed you French fries every 34 minutes. And be like, and then... Call your local elementary school. Oh, actually, no. Don't call elementary kids to look at you in the shower. Don't do that.
Horrid advice. Do not do that. I'm gonna wipe this up and finish that. Do not do that at all. He never said that. You are not allowed to pin that on us.
That's not what
Absolutely
I meant.
Absolutely not. We are painting a picture of zoo animals and not that. Continue.
And imagine those kids coming up to your shower and just smacking the glass, right? Boom, boom, and you're just standing there. Like, imagine that. That is sad.
It's tough. Anti-zoo is it's a good thing, but I don't know. I feel bad for the animals, right? But they're not in a 4x4. They're not in a little shower.
They're not at home.
They're not home.
That's
they're like a permanent field trip to a playground.
It's not a playground that they chose, though. They just got tranquilized, taken on a truck, and then taken to Arizona.
On a boat, taken on a boat over to the other side of the world, and then boom, there's a giraffe in Frisco.
Imagine how...
He's like, what the f***? Is this? He's literally sitting there. The first thing he tries to bite because he's hungry, it's just brick. Oh, Melvin, what have they done? Melvin?
Melvin!
He's by himself. Okay, that was sad.
That's sad.
That made me almost cry.
It's sad. And imagine how confused the penguins are.
Oh, yeah. They're like, what the
f***? It's 120 degrees here.
Like, oh, shit. They're hot as hell.
Hot as shit. And then the snakes. I don't f*** with snakes.
I hate snakes. What the hell, snakes?
Imagine that. They're like a f***ing like turtle exhibit. Like, you know what I mean?
But, ooh.
Okay, go ahead.
Do they feed snakes like regular diet at a zoo?
They get them rats and shit.
That's so sad. Yeah. What do you think?
They're sacrificing rats.
Imagine the rats. They think they're getting picked up. They're getting put to a nice place, not like a New York sewer. Next thing, they're down a snake's gullet.
Yeah, now you're in an esophagus of a 12-foot anaconda.
What was that?
A 12-foot anaconda. They're not that long. I don't get it. I don't get it this time.
The size isn't the problem. Anaconda. This isn't Black Panther without the W. Anaconda. One more time.
Anaconda, motherfucker.
There you go. Anaconda. Holy shit. He said now he's in a stomach, an esophagus of a 12-foot anaconda.
Yeah, I messed that one. That was
bad.
On me.
Holy
anaconda
shit.
Anaconda is not an animal.
Anaconda.
Ibambe.
Wakanda.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got cam one. Look at that cam. But I brought up zoos, not for that. That was a tangent. Yeah,
not for children going into the bathroom slapping on a shower.
Yeah, no, God damn.
And not for 12-foot anacondas.
I was saying, the last time I went to a zoo, right? I was like 13, right? 13, 14.
You gotta go back.
No, I don't.
It's beauty.
Shut the hell
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, go.
The last time I went to a zoo, I was like 13 or 14 years old.
Back brace, bad teeth, long hair. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, and you were probably big head playing Millsbury, not talking to nobody. You haven't talked to a single girl in your life. Your only friends was only... You had friends only because they're your next door neighbors, right? Your best friend was your mom. You're like, Mom, let's go play Bakugan. She was miserable. You know what I mean? She was like, this came out of me? Let's talk about me some more, huh? You were like, I'm 14. Why do my hips hurt so bad? You'd be like, thank God I got an A+ on my math test, though. I'm the coolest cat around. Let me listen to Lil Durk and T-Pain.
Oh.
Loser. Hey, Grandma, no, you can't see too well. Can you whip me up a bologna sandwich, asshole? Let her sit down. Talk about me. I'm fighting back. You know what I mean? Shout out to me, Ma. But...
The You Should Know Podcast.
This episode of the You Should Know Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Shopify. Let me tell y'all something. When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now we are selling merch. We have a huge, huge, huge merch line, and it is successful only because our friends at Shopify, they make it so easy. Think about every duo that you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Key and Peele.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H, Shawn Michaels.
Hello.
You Should Know Podcast, Shopify.
Talk to me.
Shopify is the perfect relationship for selling merch online.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
Facts.
From the launch your online shop stage to first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit $1 million stage?
Woo!
Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever, whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered.
You know, whenever it comes to technology, like I'm an old ass man. I'm not good with finding new technology and how to work it. This is how easy Shopify is. We were able to sell thousands and thousands and thousands of items of merch with Shopify. Didn't even sweat once. Shopify makes everything so simple, from integrating it to your website, from putting up your stuff to selling to how the money is exchanged. Shopify is so simple, so easy. I love it.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period.
Woo!
At shopify.com/YSK, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/YSK now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/YSK.
I'm telling you, Shopify will help. Shopify will make it easy, and Shopify will help elevate your business. Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
Now can I tell you about my zoo? Okay. Whenever I was 13 or 14 years old, right? The last time I went to a zoo. Do you have the feeling when you go to the zoo that you're the chosen one?
What?
You ever, like, okay, the gorillas. You see a gorilla on the glass. He looking at you, right? He looking at you, and you're like, we have something. You put your hand on the glass, and you feel that. You never feel like, these animals know my heart?
No.
What do you feel when you go to the zoo?
That's a cool ape. It's a cool ape. He's strong. Is he throwing shit? He is throwing shit. All right. That flamingo looks tired. Penguin looks hot. Popcorn, $4. Let's get out of here. That's my
experience. You're never like, I could save them. Not that I could actually physically, but mentally through my spirit, I could save them and make them have a better day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So you think, you think you can telepathically bond with these animals and make them feel happier.
Yeah. I feel like.
I think you need to work at a zoo.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No, because then I would, that thought.
That's
would,
how you build those bonds.
No, but I'm saying that thought would start to overtake me and give me a false sense of confidence. And I'd be like, I'm going in there to talk
You'd
to
like,
Tobias.
Kuban, come
yeah,
here.
I'd go in
and
there.
Really go,
yeah, he'd be like, and then, okay. Take the whole Alabama football team, right? You take the
they lose.
No. The whole Alabama football team, starting offense and starting defense, right?
Okay, 22
grown ass men,
elite athletes.
You take them to the local zoo. You just throw them in a gorilla encapsulation with one gorilla. They are tossing him around like a frisbee. They're tossing that gorilla around like an Uno deck. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Not like an Uno deck. Because the reason, okay, this is what it all boils down to. 22 grown, and you got like O-line and D-line.
Exactly. Some of those dudes are 6'7", 350 pounds.
320s running around, yeah. Right? It's all on the first interaction. If it's like, okay,
pure,
I'll say this.
What does that mean, first interaction? Pure violence is the interaction.
No. That's my thing. It's all, it's the first play of the game sets the tone. That's the same for them. If one jackass tries to go up there like, I got us, and gets absolutely just waxed by the ape, everyone else is scared. The confidence is
They're going to be scared anyway. That's a gorilla.
But if it's like either all 22 of y'all are dying or y'all got to get through that gorilla and they bond together, like remember the Titans, if they can do that.
Say this. Say they got their pre-game.
All fight at once, they're good.
Say they're in their pre-game speech, right? They got the whole offense and defense lined up in a circle. Who? The quarterback's in the middle giving a speech. As soon as they break, they go straight to that gorilla. They're running after the gorilla. They're smacking the shit out of that gorilla.
But it's like I'm saying, like with the, like if you're, say you're in a bar fight and it's like 4-on-1 and they're all like trying to be cool and like talk their shit and the one guy just literally drops somebody immediately, like John Jones. The other three are
no, there's going to be some collateral.
Oh, 100%. But I'm saying if they can keep that.
The skills players are done.
That confidence. Oh, yeah.
Cornerbacks.
No. Kicker's out of there. Kicker's going to be like, get the fuck. He's going to be like, oh.
Okay. How many elementary school kids could take down a giraffe?
None.
You don't. What?
It would have to be unrealistic numbers.
I would say 250 fifth graders could take down a giraffe.
250
fifth graders.
11 or 12 year olds.
Yeah, 250 11 year olds could take down a gorilla, and probably only 10 of them would leave with serious injuries.
Is it a gorilla or a giraffe?
Oh my God, what'd I say?
You said giraffe.
Oh,
first,
I meant
gorilla
giraffe.
Second.
250 11 year olds could take down a giraffe easily, and there would only probably be like 10 people with collateral. A little serious injuries, we have to go get that checked out.
I'm going at least a 10x multiplier, because at 11 years old, you have zero confidence. You mean to tell me at 11, you're running up
Speak
to this...
Speak for yourself, nerd.
you're running up to this giraffe, yeah. And you see Billy get punted. Yeah. I'm talking 20 feet. That giraffe's going to go...
Take 2024 11-year-olds. Those kids are insane.
Yeah,
they're TikTok heads.
They're sitting there on YouTube ripping a vape. Hey, I know how to beat a gorilla.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, they suck.
Bro, they don't care. They'll be like, oh, dude, his brain's on the ground. Let's go try again.
And that makes them even worse because they are more scared today because they're constantly on. They're not playing tackle football on the street like we did. They're not playing football at all. They're not out in the street. They're behind. They're keyboard warriors. You pick 2024, it's going to take at least 2,000.
Cam, do you think 2,000 people is? Think about our live shows.
2,011-year-olds.
Okay, 2,011. Think about our live shows. What are like 800 people in there?
Yeah.
Cool. So doubling those, how many people that is? And those, we are in theaters. How many people that is?
They're 11. keyboard warriors. They don't even know. They don't even know what tag is. They don't know what hide and seek is.
11-year-olds aren't built the same as we were when we were 11. 11-year-olds now look 16. Those kids are big, dog. Who cares?
The giraffe.
He's gonna be like, giraffes aren't even violent creatures. Their necks can do work.
It would literally
bro,
look
like giraffes
this.
Don't fight down.
It would look like Sauron when he's swinging his sword in the middle of the elves. That giraffe would literally go.
See,
kids flying.
You have no giraffe IQ.
Kids
giraffes
flying.
don't swoop down.
Yeah, they can hit up.
They hit up and sideways. They don't go down.
So what,
bro, they grab the legs and they'll just.
So you think you in your mind the 11-year-olds are World War Z zombies? They're gonna grab the legs and scale the whole body and weight it down, and then one massive 11-year-old is just gonna be like.
You're acting like 11-year-olds don't know how to wipe their ass. That's the 11-year-olds you're thinking of. 11-year-olds are smart. These kids are smart now. These kids are smart and big.
How tall is the average 11-year-old?
I'm not good with 5'1".
Okay. How tall is your giraffe?
7 foot. Where, from the body or to the neck?
From feet to head, like most heights are measured.
But that's always confused me. Like, where do we... Because they're built like that.
Foot to head.
I just realized...
Bottom of the foot, crown of the head.
Giraffes might be dinosaurs. So... Because they're built the same.
No.
Giraffes, dinosaurs didn't exist. But,
yes.
I would say 14 feet?
Around there.
Okay, 14 feet.
So three times the height. This giraffe's going to stomp one kid. Okay, this is the problem of our argument. I'm not, 250 is, it's a decent answer. But you're acting like when one 11-year-old doesn't get its head literally exploded, crushed. Because is this poor giraffe just like unconscious to what's happening and now he's having to survive?
Yes.
Okay, that's different. You're already putting him at a disadvantage. You're handicapping the giraffe.
He's an animal, bro. They don't have cognitive reasoning. Oh, I'm about to get jumped.
You get another giraffe, code it, tell him that, hey, you have to fight these 250-year-olds.
Think about this.
Winner, loser dies.
Think about this. 250 kids on one. How many legs do giraffes have?
Four.
250. I just used my calculator. It's about 60 kids per leg. Think 60 kids on one of those skinny-ass giraffe legs. They're just pulling it outward.
Bro, that's my thing. Is the giraffe going to stand there and go ahead, grab
What are
on.
They going to do?
Bro, giraffes...
Don't go under the leg!
Don't go into the leg! Yeah, you got to go grab the leg.
Bro, they don't have lateral movement. They're not going to go like this. Go to the side of the leg and just pull out.
Bro, giraffes, when running away from like cheetahs...
They're fast.
No, they've bodied like panthers, wild cats.
How many though?
One. That's up to 700 pounds, fierce with fangs. An 11-year-old's going to have sticky fingers, glasses, maybe a backpack with nothing in it, and weighs 85 pounds.
No, I don't believe so.
You mean to tell me this? Last thing. We can move on. Say this giraffe knows that it's fighting for its life.
Yeah.
The 250 kids have to band together. They can do whatever strategy they want.
Yes.
You mean to tell me when that giraffe gets one kid on the ground, it literally goes... The other kids are going... Get me out!
I'd say 7 or 8 pusses would run. We got 7 or 8 pusses.
7 or 8 pusses.
They're like, this isn't worth it. I'm getting back on
there
TikTok.
There would immediately be 249 pusses. One would be dead, and 249 kids are now bitch made and afraid of that giraffe. Period. End of story. And that giraffe could go like this. And sit there with confidence. What is an everyday thing that you feel extremely guilty about doing?
I don't know if I can say that on the internet.
You dirty dog.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. What is a regular...
Well...
No, stop it. What is an act that... God, what is...
I got the answer if you want it.
You said my thing's holding up so far. What is something you do that's not that...
Okay.
On the daily...
Yeah.
That makes you feel guilt when it really shouldn't? Let me do that.
I have... Not go, something well. I do, something I don't do, like brush teeth, bathe, like those type of things.
Okay. What is another human interaction, maybe with someone else, something like that, that when you do it, you always feel kind of, you get cold, you get little shivers, you feel bad. Like you second guess it every time you do it.
Dude, that's everything. Just when I talk to people, I'm like, I've ruined it.
I'm almost in the same boat.
Okay.
I've realized mine. I'm going to tell you mine. Maybe it jogs
me. Okay.
When I hang up on cold callers, I feel despicable.
Yeah, you do.
I feel bad.
Cam is a loser like that.
You do a whole Shakespearean
exactly,
act
and you try to make me feel bad for doing it.
That's more rude than what I do.
You bought my information. You, without my consent, you bought my information, and now you are calling me to try to sell me something? Hey, you're doing your job. I get it. Do your job. Convince me to buy it. Oh, no.
But you don't play by the book.
No, I pretend like there's a murderer downstairs. Yeah,
you don't go, oh, no, maybe I could use a new fence. Wait, what are your rates? That'd be different. Yeah. You're giving the guy practice reps at least. You're like, no, I don't have a tank in the garage. No, no. Wait, there's a monkey downstairs. Wait, my sister needs help. I can't even cut. What was your name again? No, I'm not paying. This is Esteban. Like, you f*** with them.
No, I'll give them, like, my grandma just fell down the stairs, and I'll keep them on hold.
Yeah, and then
they're heartless.
You'll start doing that, making noise. Yeah. I feel bad because I literally answer it. Hello, is this Cameron? I go, yeah. They go, oh, okay. This is whatever from real estate something. And I go, hey, I'm just. And I literally go like this. I go. And I feel so dirty doing it, but I'm not sitting on your phone call.
Yeah.
And it's their job. That's why I feel so bad.
But you bought my information without my consent. If I willingly signed up for a newsletter, if I signed up for something, or I gave your company my number and checked the boxes as accept emails, messages, text, calls, call me. And that's on me. You bought my shit. Now deal with what you bought. There's no receipt on this one.
You go, oh, you didn't know I was a wild card.
Yeah.
I signed up that newsletter to catch your ass.
My go-to to hang up on them if I don't want to, like, if I don't have time to, like, play with them.
Just click the button.
I'll be like this. Yeah, hold on. Let me grab that for you. And then hang up. I'll say that.
Let me get a pen and paper real quick.
Doop, doop, doop. Yeah.
That's fucked. I thought about that the other day because it happened twice in one day.
It happened at my house.
Because, yeah, okay.
Called it.
When it pops up spam likely, mm-hmm. 9 out of 10, I never answer.
Don't answer, yeah.
But if the area code is local,
yeah.
I'll be like, damn, that could be, like, the carrier might think it's spam, exactly. But it could be another building,
exactly.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So I answer it, I get sucked into it, and I'm like,
exactly.
I just hang up on it. Dude, I did twice the other day, and I literally just sat there, and I went, that's pretty mean.
Like, maybe you should think about that. You should have that sort of empathy towards me in everyday life.
I do.
No, you don't.
I love you with all my heart.
You started this whole first 10 minutes of the podcast just ridiculing me and making me feel bad about myself and my life.
I said I feel scared when you're alone. That's like a brother thing.
I love to, like, make murder scenes whenever they call me. I don't know if that's illegal. Is that illegal?
That might be.
They can call the police and, like, track it.
That might be, but not something you should keep doing.
They don't ever care. I literally tell them, hey, oh my God, my grandma just fell down the stairs. And then I'll keep the phone right there and I'll, like, make noises and stuff. And it'll just stay on as soon as I get back. They won't say, is she okay? They'll be like, yeah, so.
So you're trying to sell that house?
We're putting solar panels on the roof. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
The You Should Know Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon.
P, you want to know a couple things? I wish you could just have your cake and eat it too. Have something that's dual-sided.
Okay.
Like a zero-cal double cheeseburger.
Mm.
Like a dog that doesn't need to go out at 2 a.m.
That would be convenient. That would be nice.
You know, like have drinking without the headache.
But is there something, I don't know if that's possible.
Well, P, guys tend to think that looking sharp means these starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than just effortless comfort.
Mm.
But it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort.
That's important. If you can look good and feel good at the same time, best of both worlds, shout out to Mack Weldon for that. We were going through the Mack Weldon website. They have so many things on there. So many things. And this is just kind of personal to us. The fact that we are tall boys, skinny boys, the fact that they sell pants that can fit us comfortably, and we know we can wear with confidence and no high waters, or if we do get it, like other places we buy clothes, you know, sometimes they might be long enough for us, but they don't feel good.
At all.
We got Mack Weldon pants.
Heaven on earth.
Best. And do they fit?
Oh, 100%.
Like a glove. Like good morning to
like
you.
Like a glove. Mm.
Some guys just want to look good without calling attention to themselves. Mack Weldon apparel gives you understated good looks for understated confidence. They're not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable materials. And I can tell when I put that on.
The best thing about Mack Weldon to me, those Ace sweatpants we have, I can confidently wear those in public knowing I am comfy and look damn good.
Yeah.
I can also easily, on a Sunday rest day, put them on in the house. Oh my God. Talk about a midday nap in complete comfort.
That's you see somebody walk by and Mack Weldon, you're not too familiar with what it is. You're like, what has he got on? That's that Mack Weldon.
That's that Mack Weldon.
You can't
baby.
Find that anywhere else.
Oh, no shot.
That dude's comfortable and he look good. That's Mack Weldon. Come on now.
Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code YSK. That's MACKWELDON.com using our promo code YSK.
Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
Bro, you're evil. That's more. Is that's it? Worse than mine.
Is
for
it?
For sure.
Bro, you talking about you getting sad, right?
Mm-hmm. Not often.
But something I do when I'm sad. Do you ever take a good sad shower? Oh my God.
I'm always afraid my tears are going to fuse with the water, though.
Like that's the best. You blend in.
But yeah, but it just becomes one. But yeah. I don't need to hide.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding from anyone. I don't want to blend. I'm not a chameleon.
No, but it's hard for me to sad shower now because there's a big-ass mirror next to my shower, and it's glass now, and I hate looking at myself when I cry. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'll be crying, and I'm butt naked. That's the two worst things to look at in the mirror, you being butt naked and crying. Imagine mixing those together while you're wet.
Oh, my
like,
God.
That shit is bad.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Dude.
If you're genuinely sad, genuinely flaccid and soaking wet, and you turn to get a glimpse of that,
bro. Like, imagine me. I look like a cricket. I'm crying. My hair is everywhere, and I'm wet. And I'm crying like back to the mirror. I'm like, ooh, ooh,
oh. You go, what the is that? You go, I can't even take myself, bro.
I jiggle it around though to make myself feel better. Like, just go like that, slap it. Yeah. You can't be sad after that.
You go.
You like, do shower tricks? You do shower tricks?
Shower tricks. I know what you're getting at, but not. I can confidently say, even without asking you, I don't do them as often as you do.
Sometimes I like to pretend it's a paintbrush.
I have.
On that steamy glass. I create art. It's my f-ing house. Oh, too much.
Way too much. Rewind and retract.
Sorry.
Way too much. Picasso in the shower on steamy glass. Is the glass not cold on the tip? Is it not cold glass?
Steamy glass.
But the glass itself is cold.
It's kind of numb.
You're putting Icy Hot.
No, I've never. I've never made that mistake. I know a lot of basketball players that have.
I know a lot of freaks right around 7th grade athletics.
Yeah.
They find out Icy Hot's good, and they're just one day.
You ever use one of those Icy Hot? You know they make protection. Icy Hot does.
No, they do not.
Yeah, I don't think it's Icy Hot, but there's like a flamed one. I feel like that's a disease. I think you shouldn't want your stuff flamed at all.
Hell no.
Yeah. Like, you shouldn't want that.
Actually, I didn't even know they made up the whole flavored ones.
Excuse me?
There's flavored contraceptives.
Are there?
Yeah. Strawberry, but that can't, cheesecake.
That's only for...
Double chocolate
That's
juice.
Only for the top shelf. You can't use that at the bottom level. You can't use that downstairs.
I would assume you can. Because what's the point of the contraceptive?
For upstairs.
But...
Oh, you didn't take sex ed.
But that whole thing is weird to me, if I'm being honest.
Oh my God, are we having sex ed?
Are we having sex ed?
You don't know that...
Contraceptive for upstairs work seems odd.
What?
We should move on.
Are you ignorant?
We should move on.
Are you ignorant?
I might be ignorant. We should move on. I had an A in health. I watched the video. I know you watched the video.
It's not part of the video.
It's not part of the video.
That's your only basis of sex ed is the video?
No.
You're 25.
I'm saying.
You're 25.
I'm saying okay.
Nah.
We gotta move on.
No, that's because we're going to have a talk off camera.
We should, because I want to
understand. I mean, you're taken care of. You got a wife.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, but like, that's, I'm kind of sad that, you know.
Even, but like, I, no, there's.
Oh.
Why?
You might have to go to a pharmacy.
No, I don't. Working fine. Wake up good. Pee doesn't sting. I'm good.
Oh. Maybe as soon as it leaves, it's dead. It's like, what the fuck is that?
It's going so happy at such a good trajectory. It's like, the second it hits oxygen, it's just like this.
Yikes, you're killing him.
It's like, just falls.
No, that is strange.
Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're ignorant.
That seems so ass.
No, I'm gonna teach you a lesson.
I'd be there for 2.5 hours. Yeah, it'd be great.
No, we gotta stop. Move on. There's children.
Think of it, kids.
It's a PG-13 program. Okay. You know, as a friend, you do upset me regularly. That was disappointing. But not only did you disappoint...
No.
Let me clear the air.
Clear the air real quick.
On Patreon.
Clear the air real quick. I understand that it is a thing. I'm saying I've never understood why. That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Because any... I'll tell you later.
I get the premise behind it, but I'm saying in terms of wanting it. What I'm saying?
Oh, like the... want to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's for both.
Okay.
But it's still...
Oh! I've never thought opposite because I would never, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a 50-50. I wasn't thinking the other half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not only did you just disappoint me as a friend.
That makes sense.
Just now with that. But you also disappointed me because this is the first time in a while we spent a weekend away from each other.
Yeah.
And I missed you.
You did. And I could tell. And I missed you too.
But you didn't ask me anything about my weekend.
Because I knew every second of it because you were calling every hour on the hour. I knew exactly what you ate. I knew what you did, what you watched. No, I'm just
not true.
That's not true.
I went to an abandoned mall this weekend.
Bullshit.
I swear to God I did. I'm not going to say the name, but it's towards, yeah.
It's not abandoned.
Damn near.
It's not abandoned. Sucks. Ass mall.
So I went in the mall, right? I went into this abandoned mall.
It's not abandoned.
It is.
It's an art gallery.
I went into this abandoned mall, right? I kid you not. All the stores had people working in them. I saw six people walking around this like three-story mall, like just six people my whole time, quiet, no ambient music, nothing. It was the creepiest thing ever. I walked. They had a gas station in like one of those marts where you can buy sodas and candies of that sort. So
just turn it.
So I went in there to buy sodas and candies because I have to walk around with a fizz beverage or I'll gag. If I go too long without a fizz beverage, I'll gag. That's a fact. It's science. God told me. So I went in there to get a fizz beverage. Mm-hmm. The guy he could tell he wasn't used to human interaction.
An NPC.
He literally was like this and watched me go around this store. He was just watching me. And then went to another store. I was walking past these stores right in the hallway. Everybody was like, oh, shit, somebody's here. And they're just like watching me. It was the creepiest thing ever. And then I went into, they have a Neiman Marcus in there, which is strange that they have a Neiman Marcus in there. I went into the Neiman Marcus.
Sick mall.
There was only one other like customer in there, old man. He was cussing out one of the clerks at Neiman Marcus because he was mad that there was too many cologne options. He goes, verbatim, God strike me down if I'm lying. He goes, man, what the f-? He goes, all this new shit, man, all these different flavors and shit. How am I supposed to pick, man? This shit all smells different. Yeah, no shit. Like, that's the point.
That is exactly why there is multiple.
Do you think that's a thing? Like when you get older,
senile,
you get more angry?
Bro, give yourself another 40 years and see. Tell me you're not going to be aggravated at everything.
But I'm going to by choice be like that. Even if I'm like, even if I get happier as I'm older, I'm going to fake being mad. You can't hit an old person.
That's weird. Yeah, you can't hit it, but you don't want to. So?
I'm clocking out here in a couple years.
Bro, you think I'm.
I'm ruining yours.
Exactly. You think I'm jolly now?
Yeah.
Bro, wait till I get to wake up 10:30. Well, hell, we're old. Yeah. Wake up 7:30.
Yeah.
Cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on the news.
Mm.
Play a good little Call of Duty X-Forte double.
So you're saying you're not going to be angry?
What am I going to be angry about? I'm retired.
I feel like
I'll have money. I'm literally going to be like, hey, grandson, what are you doing today?
See, I feel like you're going to get a bunch of...
There's none now. There's none. There's not a single one. There's not a... A wicked episode. You Should Know Podcast.
There's some things in this podcast that people will never know what we said.
Oh my god, never. Ever in a million years. You'll never get it. Don't ask about it. Bro, I didn't even tell. Okay. The weirdest, strangest, almost concerning conversation happened the other day when I was walking Ruby. Wasn't with Ruby, believe it.
Who'd you talk to?
Didn't talk to anyone. That's the golden part.
How's there a conversation? You can't have a conversation without two beings.
Let me explain. I'm walking Ruby, go down the stairs, I'm walking her. I'm like, go potty, do your thing, girlfriend, work out.
Yes.
There's these two guys, okay, probably 50 yards away from me.
Okay.
I can see concern on their face. Obviously, I can't hear them.
Don't like that.
At all. And we're walking towards you.
Nope.
I'm like, I might lap the building.
Yeah.
So I just, no, I'm going to go to my door that I need to. So I'm walking up. I swear to God, all I hear as I'm walking, no, and they want me to go to trial, but I didn't even do it. I'm innocent. The guy that's guilty is still out there. And they walk right past me. Swear to God. And I'm like, and you got to understand. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm in my old Adidas slides.
Yeah.
I'm in little ass shorts and like a dingy shirt.
Dude.
Crusted eyes. And that's all I hear. They want me to go to trial. I'm innocent. The real guilty one's still out there. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
That, I could not do that.
And oh my God, I didn't even tell you. The worst part is one of them was in like a 2004 like Jordan jumpsuit, baggy as like, what, oh, he like was, what an old coach would wear.
He just got his freedom.
Yeah,
he's just like 2008.
The other guy, full suit and tie, briefcase. It literally was a lawyer. It was a lawyer and a guy walking around this complex on everything. Swear,
but that's the thing.
9 o'clock
See,
in the morning.
I suck at having social interactions. It would have eaten me alive to go the rest of my day without finding out what happened.
Oh, I had to try everything in me to leave it on the staircase going back up. I was like, I can't bring this in with me. I can't worry about that. I can't think about it.
I'm surprised you didn't go ask because you're the type of person.
I'm like, dude,
to
you need help?
Shit.
Like, I've watched enough Suits. Like, I think I can maybe get you out of this one.
You're like, dude, you do seem. Yeah. You did it.
He turns around and he goes, gets a blade. What'd you say? I go, no, it was him. It was
blades are an effective method of defense.
When it's on your body, not under your pillow with your belt taped door.
I hear them trying to get to the belt taped door. Grab the knife.
You would definitely be the type, you would throw a knife and the butt of it would hit him. It'd be like, and it would just fall. He'd go.
Dude, bro. No, that is awkward. But, my life, very, I'm in me. I'm in me right now.
What are you doing?
Hip itched. A lot of awkward.
Hip itch, hip pain. Hello.
We're welcome. The hippie boys.
Welcome.
A lot of awkward shit happens to me.
Yeah. No shit. You think it's just the world? Your universal karma?
And whenever you were gone this weekend, I had to try to find people to hang out with because I was so lonely and cold. And I went to a friend's house that I haven't spoken to in a while. Just me and them, they live in a small apartment. Nothing is more awkward than clogging somebody else's toilet. There's no way out of it. There is nothing. I would rather anything in this world happen to me than that. There's nothing you can do.
You did not close.
There's nothing you can do.
No, there. Okay, first off, the fact that you pooped in their house tells me that you spent decent amount of time over there. You don't poop anywhere.
I don't poop at all.
But, bro, speaking of awkward, I think something that tops that if you truly think about it.
Yeah.
Having to ask someone, face-to-face conversation, having to ask someone to repeat themselves, especially if it's multiple times, there's nothing that
100%
will,
that's not more awkward than mine. 100% it's not. 100% it's not. Because there's so many ways out of that.
Peyton, I almost punched a door. I almost punched a door.
Your anger issues don't make it more awkward.
That's the... No, the clogging a toilet, it's like, bro... bodily function, I'm so sorry, John. Your toilet's weak. You got that bad plumbing.
You're a sociopath. You will announce, hey, I ruined your plumbing.
I will literally walk up to them and be like, hey, your toilet's clogged with my feces. And there's nothing I can do,
but
we now have a problem to solve. This, hey, wait, what was that? Let alone, I had to point my ear to him. I literally was like this. What'd you say? Like, I'm with the guy.
But okay, but that's... The thing is, the reason mine is worse is because... That, yours, is the other person's fault. That's them not being able to articulate well. That's my asshole that caused that.
Bodily function. Everyone does it.
Speaking. Everyone does it. Bodily function. So that negates your point.
But pooping's required.
Talking is required.
Not mumbling under your breath and making me feel bad.
Exactly.
And awkward.
So it's their fault. That's my fault.
But
I did that to you.
I'm carrying their awkwardness. But, There's nothing more worse. Your awkwardness, it shouldn't be. It's you created it. It's not even awkward.
But you,
someone making me feel weird and uncomfortable to where I have to point my ear to your mouth. That's awkward.
Okay, but you're acting like this friend was close. If it's your toilet, I don't care. I'll shit on your wall, smear it, and write my name. That's your Valentine's Day gift.
Oh my God.
This is like an acquaintance. Like, this is somebody I hung out with like probably two or three times in my life. I went over to play Vigi games, right? I went in their bathroom. Bad tortilla earlier. Bad bread. Ruined their toilet. And it was one of those where you're trying to flush it, no water. It's just a little trickle.
Oh, God.
And then it filled the bowl.
Oh, no.
I was like, if I try this flush one more time,
overflow.
It's on the floor. And so I had to fake a phone call. I told my mom, call me, go home. She called me. I don't even live with my mom.
Yeah, I was about to say.
She lives in a whole different part of the state.
She's like, you got to get out of here. Hey.
And the worst part is, that is your work. They know it's your work. And so they have to call you and be like, they walk into that bathroom.
Did you ruin my
Exactly. That is heartbreaking. Okay. What do you say to that?
Step into my world. Lean in.
Okay, but answer. No. What, okay.
Step into my world.
I'm in okay. it.
It's cold.
Hey, do you guys? Yeah, is the name.
I'll tell you how to get out of it. Do it again.
As rise about it. You thought that thing yesterday.
Wait, what's up, bro?
No, but thing, I said you just pop it on the pocket watch and you do butt clubs.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know if it's my ears I don't know what's going on. Can't hear a damn word you're saying.
No, I feel it. Here, my fault. All I said was, is you pop it on your beer table with a hat backwards?
I'm not going to lie, bro. You're going to have to write that shit down. This isn't going
to
work.
Bro, are you trying to say something?
No, I'm just saying I can't hear you.
You trying to make fun of me?
See, exactly. See, you know you're wrong, so you're trying to get out of it by violence. That's not how it would go in real life. You know it would never get to violence. It would never get to violence.
All right, bro. All I said was that the shirt on your back and the Converse and the car.
No, Jessica. I understand you're trying to speak. I can't hear you.
You. Oh, it'd be a cold day in hell if you took that approach.
Okay, but every other
cold,
human can.
It'd be a cold day in hell.
But every other, you know you would do that.
And you know you'd be looped in for an hour. You don't have that.
But that's
that
not
cruel
awkward
heart.
Though. That's just like,
you'd be like, wait, what'd you say, dog?
But you know that's not more awkward than mine. My insides are flooding your toilet. It was a one bedroom, one bath. That's the only toilet they had. And then they
my God, was it connected to the bedroom? Oh my God, was the toilet connected? It was connected.
He's got to sleep next to that shit.
You might top me.
Exactly.
That's different. If it was a two bed, two bath, one and a half bath, maybe a bidet, I don't know.
Because that shit, that's awkward anyway. Whenever you gotta think of an evacuation plan, how to get out of there. That's awkward in itself. Step two, you gotta talk to God after that. You gotta have a come to Jesus meeting whenever they call you back.
Father.
When they call you back and be like, "Hey, bro, you clogged my toilet."
Da-na-na, the phone call you're trying to reach, my shit would be disconnected. I'm not answering that.
Yeah, my shit is completely more awkward than yours.
No. Our whole thing stems on you think it's awkward because you did it. I would own it because I did it. My thing is it's way more awkward because I don't have control over it. And you're saying it's the other person's fault. I think both are awkward, but...
They're both awkward.
If we switched roles, we'd both be fine. Think about that.
That is true.
You're yin to my yang.
Yeah.
If I took a shit and destroyed someone's house, I'd literally be like, hey, man, we got this problem. We're in it together.
But
now.
There's a goal.
You got a plunger? And if you were in a conversation, you'd sit there for an hour.
Yeah.
And you'd just be like, wait, one more time, bro?
But that's the. I have a golden out. To any of the time I can't do that. Anytime I can't hear somebody, I have a golden out.
Bees by the pants on the back and say, "Did you come to last week's game?"
That's crazy.
What's up?
Okay, there's no one else. There's no one else. You're at a networking.
Okay.
There's no one else.
All right.
You can't get out.
Okay.
Hey, dog. You said the back on the thing that you went backstage last time, or was?
Nah, bro. I'm telling you. Hold on. Sorry.
Wait, you're telling me what though?
Hold on. I got you. Let me.
Hey, but did
my agents called me. Hold on.
But did you hear about? No,
no one does that though. No one does that.
No one's that invasive.
No, I'm trying to get this shit out.
No one's that invasive.
Yeah. I have outs to everything. I've been many awkward situations. I have an out for everything.
Bro, it's because you bring it with you. You're not an awkward person in your natural habitat.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one by yourself with your own thought and mind.
Yeah.
But when you're released into the wild, into the public eye, oh God.
There's a girl I was talking to.
You ordered, I want you to think about this. You ordered your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
There's no video, right?
No.
It's just sound.
Straight audio.
Ear waves.
Yeah.
You ordered your coffee using your hands the other day. You literally said, and if you don't mind, if y'all got that, she can't see you. You went, if y'all got that sweet, sweet cold foam froom brian stuff at the top, you mind if I get that one? She cannot see you. And you actually did that in your own car. Think about that.
You ever spit on a stranger on accident? You watch it travel to their face? Tough. I've seen a bottom lip get touched by my saliva.
So you air kissed. You technically kissed a stranger.
They got some boy spit. I had a girl I was talking to, and we were talking to the point where like she knew Peyton. Like she knew me well. Like knew about my
God
family
bless
life.
Her.
Everything. She knew
God
me.
God bless her.
To where she was comfortable around me. And so she saw we went out together one day and some fans came up and was like taking pictures, whatever. And then she goes, "Now I get it." And I go, "Get what?" She was like, "You are awkward." She was like, "I just see that. Oh, that's Peyton. That's my Peyton." She goes, "You're weird." She broke up with me 2 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. How would you break up with somebody?
That cruel, heartless witch. How I would break up?
Yeah. Are you like, as soon as you're like, I'm a wiener. I'll wean it. I'll prolong it.
Oh, me too. I don't think I'd. I'm a very direct person.
Mm-hmm.
Like black and white. I don't have time for this gray area. Like, well watch it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to someone else's feelings that I care for and provide to, like they are my person, There's no shot. The only time it would be a cold cut, like cold turkey, is if there was like infidelity.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but you just genuinely aren't feeling this person
anymore.
Like,
I'm just not feeling. You ready? How long are we dating? And this does matter.
6 months.
Oh, hell. 6 months?
You cut off.
Hey, Jessica, shit's not working. Got life to do. See ya.
6 months is a long time.
Best of luck.
6 months is a long time to be dating somebody.
Best of luck. Your shit's in a box. I put it at UPS.
See, you're a cold, heartless bastard.
Bro, 6 months is not a lot. If you said I'm with the girl for 2.5 years, that's like I sit her down.
That's okay, but that's obvious. That's the only answer. Exactly. That's the only right answer.
6 months?
6 months is a gray area of like you're talking about we might start moving in together. Like 6 months is almost a year. It's half a year.
Half a year.
It's a long time.
That's
you're jaded because you've been.
In 6 months together.
Bro, yeah. Imagine.
No, we literally did it. We literally did not.
No, from the time you started dating.
Exactly. We started talking in the summer. And then a whole
Cam,
year.
You're lying. You would not, in 6 months, you would not just call
okay,
somebody.
It wouldn't be
like,
over the phone.
Okay,
like
then
banging.
Answer the goddamn question right.
It wouldn't be banging okay. It on her over the phone, but it wouldn't be like me. Okay, me as a person, regardless, I would lay it all out why I feel this way. And then it wouldn't be much at the 6 point mark. I wouldn't be wanting to hear much of what they have to say if I'm being honest.
Okay.
Because if I felt like that, you said it was gradual, it was leading up to it, it'd be like, hey, like...
I'm saying you just don't have feelings for this person
exactly.
Anymore.
Hey, yeah. I have love for you. I just really don't...
I'm not saying what you would say. I'm saying, like, how... Are you abrupt? Like, I'm coming in on Wednesday. Like, I'm done.
It'd be a face-to-face conversation. I probably wouldn't warn her about it. I would definitely have enough respect to make sure it was good timing. It wouldn't be after a long day of her work. It wouldn't be after... She got her ass chewed out by her yeah. job, or if she's hurt or something, it'd be just a clear conscious day.
That's great.
And then I'd break it to her.
I feel like my way is better of how I would.
I've
never broken up with somebody. I've gotten cheated on every relationship I've been in because I've never had the opportunity. I feel like it feels good, empowering, but I've never been able to do it. I still, even if I was miserable in a relationship, I don't think I could break up with somebody. I don't like making people sad.
Me too.
No, I didn't break up with him. That's just the end of the relationship. It's like,
yeah.
We were both at a consensus. Like, that's over.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Pretty much, yeah, it's done.
But I'm saying, like, my way of breaking up, I feel is better.
So how long is this weaning period?
Say we've been dating for 6 months. It's serious. 6 months. It's really dating. 6 months. I'm done, though. I feel like I'm clocked out.
I am out.
The way you
no overtime.
The way
hours.
You eat your cereal makes me want to vomit. Like that when you start to get
upset
at the person.
You don't even not have love. You actually don't like her
no,
anymore.
You, but you know that where like you just see your partner and you're like,
this isn't it.
Oh my God. This you know, one of yeah. those. I would slow wean it. I give myself a week of slow weaning.
Oh.
A little less talk, a little cold. A little
cold
we're,
shoulder.
We're laying in bed together.
A little more games on the phone.
We're laying in bed together, about to go to sleep, watching Netflix. She wants to come. I'm tired tonight.
You want that mousse? No, I'm tired.
You get a week of that. You get a week of that, and then at that weak point, that's 7 days of being a little cold. Not mean, just a little off. You're not mean, you're just a little off.
You're genius.
Be like,
you're
you know what?
Genius.
You're right. I'm not.
You're
can't.
Genius.
Oh I have God. Never done
okay,
this.
Hold on,
because I can't break up with people.
So, do you do that week of weaning, a little cold shoulder, a
yeah.
little less combo, a little drier text,
yeah.
to where she brings it up, and then you have the gateway?
I'm not that much of a.
That's not that, but that's like that's more of a defense tactic. That's like you. But, that's not being. Don't think
it
that's
is.
Being,
it
no,
is.
No, it is
because you don't have the strength to just put your emotions. It's already kind of weak what I'm doing.
Agreed.
Exactly. But like
but
to force them to bring it up, that's even weaker.
But it is, but it's almost like you don't like them enough to continue dating them, but yes. you do appreciate and respect them enough to not just end their heart immediately.
Or just, I don't have enough strength.
So are you end it immediately? They hurt super bad now, or you tell them later?
What the hell did you just say?
Like basically the same question, but not like a, scenario, you're talking to two girls, right?
I got it like that?
Like you're dating two different girls. First off, people...
So this is a whole different scenario
people,
now.
Whole different scenario.
Okay.
People's perception of dating today is wild. Like,
yes.
Dating is...
Casually dating.
Casually dating. Okay. You're going on dates with someone to see if you're compatible.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going casually dating, right? I got
two girls.
17... Oh, two girls.
Two, not 17. Two girls.
Two girls.
A and B.
Do they know about each other?
No. Okay. You're really feeling A. Like, really, like you're like, holy shit. She's got all the boxes checked. She's dope. She's funny.
Yeah.
She's quick-witted. Everything.
Cool.
B, maybe B was more for the looks, not up here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell B, like, hey.
You're brain dead.
No, that's rude. Do you tell B, hey, it's not happening?
Yeah.
Or do you continue to go on those couple dates, maybe give her a couple second, third chance, and then tell her later? But it's so basically, if you tell her immediately, it hurts her a lot, but her healing's going to be quicker. But if you gradually do it on, because like you said, in your weaker, non-strength days, because you don't want to just really hurt her heart, but she'll be hurt even
so
more.
So girls like that, right? So say like I was dating a girl like that. She's beautiful, but she's not like emotionally like intelligent. Like she can't
at all.
Okay. That I would just wait for a moment for where the lack of emotional intelligence pops up, because that would genuinely upset me. Yeah. Like I genuinely don't like a lack of emotional intelligence.
That's your number one box.
It's one of my number ones. You gotta have a good. I'm kidding.
Gotta have
that. I'm joking. So she has a lack of emotional intelligence. When that happened, I would be like, because it would genuinely upset me. I'd be like, I can't do it. Like I can't. Not being able to communicate with you, it's just going to continue to frustrate me. We're gonna be butting heads. I would just wait for a moment.
So is that not the same thing that I'm saying in the other one? So you wouldn't wait for... I mean, it's
no,
not,
but because I was really
one,
trying. Yeah, I was trying. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're a good man.
I am a good man.
You're a good man.
I wish I could break up with people.
Why?
Not
you,
really.
You want to feel that empowered? You're sick.
No, I just...
You're
I just,
a ruler.
No, I feel like I just... I'm always at a disadvantage because I know when I get in a relationship, I can't end this. I won't want to. It'll make me sad, and I especially wouldn't want to make another person
but
sad.
But if you got to... First off, you getting into relationships... is a long journey in itself.
Oh yeah,
you don't get in a relationship unless you really like the girl.
Is that weird that I do that?
No, that's how life should be.
But no, but every relationship I've been in, I've talked to a girl. Like we've been talking for like a year.
That's literally to me. That's how life should be.
Because I feel like once we're dating for the objective, we're gonna go get married.
Exactly.
In a couple more years,
bro. Some people literally jump like boyfriend girlfriend within 3 weeks,
that's
and I'm like
so strange to me.
I'm like, you don't know, you barely know what car they drive, you probably don't know anything about their job. Mm-hmm. You don't know their family history, you don't know anything. And it's like, sure, you're appreciating the person in the time, you are where your feet are, you're living in the moment. Yeah. But it's like, I'd say 9 out of 10 of those are like chopped liver in 3-4 months.
So many people I know that are serial long-term relation people.
Yeah,
they'll get into a relationship for like a year. You would think they're madly in love.
Yeah.
They'll break up literally 2 weeks
thin
later.
Air. Yeah, thin air.
They'll be in another relationship and that will last a year. How can that possibly happen?
There's some wires twisted and
it has
unplugged.
It has to be like a trauma thing. Like bro. Something had to have happened. Because I genuinely don't understand how you can just lose a year's worth of memories with somebody and create a year's worth of somebody else. I genuinely don't understand that.
It's bad. It's bad.
All that boy tongue for nothing?
Like, all that culo?
Yeah, I guess it is a security
all
thing.
That moose talk? All that caribou?
I don't know what the caribou is.
Oh, yes, dude.
I do? I think it's time to save some relationships now that we're talking about love. Secretary Cam, what do we got?
All right, Dr. P.
Hello.
I think I've got one.
What do you got?
Dear Dr. P.
Hello.
I just found out my best friend of 6+ years is having an affair with my boyfriend. And the thing that made me more heated was she was known as the pass around in school, and my boyfriend still decided to date her behind my back. But my best friend made it kind of obvious. I can't believe I was too blind to see it because I'm such a forgiving person, but she's just gone way too far. What do I do?
Wait, she's seeming like she's more upset at her friend.
Than the, yeah. I mean, I think I would be too. I definitely.
Everybody's dead.
No, but like.
I don't care who, y'all, I'm angry just as much at both.
No.
How long is
that's like you and me are best friends. You get a girl and I cheat. Like, you're definitely more mad at me than that girl. Because you don't know if the dude, because she said I told him that she was a pastor in school. That's like if I got a girlfriend and I find out
how
she
long
cheats
were they
on
dating?
Me with you, to hell with the girl. I'll find another girl. I can't find another brother locked in day one, right
that's
or die.
That's true. I get that.
In,
I get that. Wait, how long were they dating?
She doesn't say how long they were dating.
That's important.
But she says her friendship of 6+ years.
So, but
that's
I
a
imagine,
lot of calendar
I
turn.
Wish. Did she leave her number?
No.
Can you call on Discord?
Yes.
All right, we're going to try to call her right now on Discord.
All
right,
yeah, she didn't answer.
Okay, so this is what I'll say. Good God. Wait, what was your question? Or she's kind of telling us something.
She was kind of telling me, but she asked, what do I do?
What do you do?
She said, I can't believe I was so blind to see it because I'm such a forgiving person, but she's gone way too far. What do I do? So it sounds like she's asking in terms of the best friend, not the relationship.
Yeah. So let's, you know, the relationship's done.
Yeah.
So is the friendship. That's, I mean, it's an easier thing. It's more sick. I just wish I could talk to her because I really want more details of, like, did y'all hang around each other? So they weren't even, like, her boyfriend and her friend weren't even just hooking up. They were dating on the
she
side?
She said dating behind their back. That's wild.
Yo, he, how much money does he have?
Yeah, he's either got money or...
Or he's seven.
He's got a...
Seven on the wake up.
He's, yeah, he's got a, he's, yeah.
He, in Antarctica, you could see him.
Yeah, from, not with a telescope.
Oh, my
just,
God.
Just blind eye.
He is a talented individual. He can't jump too high. That would hurt.
He can't, no. Tripod. Hello. So the girl, right? So she wants to know, Dr. P, because you're the greatest love doctor in the nation.
I know.
She wants to know what to do about her best friend. And you also have to assume, guy best friends, we, like, if that happened to us,
we're fighting.
We'd fight around. We'd fight, yeah. Not talk for a year. Probably rekindle later down the line.
I don't know.
Maybe.
No.
You never know.
I wouldn't.
No, hell no. The girl, that's true. If it was dating, yeah, we're not talking. But if it was like a one time, like.
No, I would never talk to you again.
I probably never would either. But most guys, majority of guys would like fight it out, whatever, and they don't really care. They'd move on. But girls, though, her heart would be dagger in her heart for decades to come.
It's a stagger in my heart for decades to come.
Facts.
Too.
Yeah, you're a sensitive
boy. I want to say, first of all, this dude, I want the dude to call too. I want to get his perspective. So if you're the guy in this situation, call.
Leave a comment.
Good in the Discord, or leave a comment right now saying, hey, it's me, dog. And then DM me on Instagram saying, or actually, I need confirmation from her.
Yeah.
Actually, that girl needs to DM me and give me his number. And I'll just call him randomly. I'll be like, hey, it's Peyton, You Should Know Podcast. Dr. P, You Should Know Podcast.
What the hell, man?
I'll be like, what's it looking like down there?
Yeah, like, you know, Antarctica. We'd be able to see you.
But yeah, honestly, bro. You know what the best thing you could do? And I don't have the strength to do this. Mm-hmm. I genuinely don't have the strength to do this, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even take my own advice on this. But what would be the most effective? You completely just cut her off. You don't even send a message saying how much it... She knows how much it hurt.
Yeah.
She knows.
Don't even give her a reason.
She's a sociopath to the point where she's not... Even if you tell her, and I know it's going to feel good to get all that off your chest and really get her. If she's willing to do that and able to do that to you, she won't even have that... The thinking to feel empathy for you. So you wouldn't even do anything. If you completely just shut her out, make her feel like she's a ghost in your life. Socials, no subtweets, no black Instagram, black screen Instagram stories with songs and lyrics and poems talking about your health and healing. That you just completely, you don't start posting new things. You don't go to
live
church.
Your same life.
Where's the place everybody goes in Mexico? Tulum. You don't go to Tulum. That's like the breakup respawn.
Yeah.
Every time somebody gets broken up with, that's the gulag.
Tulum.
And then you go to Tulum and you post your
catch a body, nasty.
Your thong bikini. If you're posting that already, go ahead and do your thing, queen. But if that's not your thing, don't start acting different. Be completely
live
yourself. Don't start posting books, your breakfast, all these inspirational quotes. Just be yourself. Act like it never happened. It will kill both of them.
Oh my God, that's the best thing.
It will kill both of them. But then I can help you on... That's just for the girl best friend. Let me tell you how to be toxic with your boyfriend. You don't know what will kill him? You find a man, right? Don't, you know, not anything serious. Hey, you want to go get coffee? Coffee during the day. You don't do a night dinner date. Coffee during the day. You sit outside. You sit outside in one of those nice little booths. You got your coffee cup. He's got his coffee cup. He has his hands down. You make sure this guy's got a good little change in his pocket. He's got a nice wristwatch on. Oh, and if he has hand tattoos, if the guy has hand tattoos, your ex will lose his f***ing mind. He will not be able to eat for 3 days if he has hand tattoos. And if he has a clear coat on his nails with a nice watch, he might... I'm talking about myself. Like, it hurts so bad.
I go, clear coat check, wristwatch check.
No, I'm saying I saw that on my ex's story.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurt me. On shrimps. And anyway, you post a picture of the coffee. There's two coffee cups, hand tattoos, nice watch, nails. You just post that in about 2 months. In 2 months, you post that. And never post anything of that guy ever again. And you're back on your regular shit. And then, wait another month. Different guy, different pigment skin. You gotta have different pigment skin. Gotta switch it up.
Gotta have a shooting guard and a small forward.
This time, it's at night. you're at a rooftop. Ambient light. It's one of those nice dinners where they don't even turn. You got to squint to see your partner.
Glass of Moscato.
You take that same picture.
Shrimp ceviche.
Ruin him. Ruin him. And then whenever your ex-best friend gets a boyfriend, you do the same thing back to her. Dr. P. Dr. P. I feel like you switched the beat. You did switch.
I think I just ran out of oxygen. I don't think it was a beat switch. I think it was a lower oxygen. Guys, we absolutely love you.
We love you.
Dr. P strikes again, saving hearts.
New merch out now!
The new merch, that beautiful shirt, this amazing hoodie, all of it's in puff print. It is out right now. The link is in the description below you. There's already an intro secret code, but here's your outro code.
Tell me what it is.
Casuals, get your good karma.
Good morning.
M-I-F, myth. Not to be confused with MILF.
Sorry, brother. It's not a good idea, brother. Bad joke.
Sorry for cussing. Myth. Merch is fire.
Merch is fire.
Both of them are puff print. Link in the description below. Everything else is also in the description. Go check out the Patreon. Uncle P.
Good morning.
His episode, the first installment on the Day in the Life series, is out now on Patreon. Go enjoy an entire day with this
24 hours.
This amazing man right here. Get to see his intricacies. Get to see his orders of Starbucks. Get to see everything in between. And there's a lot of farting, believe it or not.
I'm excited to see how people react to that, because I feel like people have a perception of what I do on a daily basis. But then this might surprise some people.
This definitely might surprise them. That is on Patreon. Go join the Koala Club. The real Facebook, again, every single episode is tagged right here. This right here, only real Facebook. Twitch, our Instagrams, everything you need to know in the description below. We absolutely love y'all.
On God. And remember, 1 out of 10 koala bears don't make it home to Christmas. Pass it over. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, that was a good catch.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.